Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
In his book, God Works the Night Shift, Ron Mell recalled the first game of the basketball season when his Bible school team played the smartest kids in the league, the Caltech squad. Caltech may not have been the most talented basketball team in our league, said Ron, adding, but they were the smartest. At the halftime, Ron's coach asked the coach from Caltech if he could see the shot chart. Sure, replied the coach, pointing to a Caltech student sitting in the bleachers. He's got it. Ron's coach sent him to get it. And what happened? The Caltech student who was responsible for making up the shot chart said, look, I haven't made up the chart yet, okay? Ron was rebuffed. Why not? When the game's over, I'll sit down and recall in my mind every shot that was taken, where on the court it was taken from, and circle it if it was a score. Okay? Any other questions? Discussion ended. That kid had every shot in the game stored in his head. Now, was he brainy or just obstinate? There are a few bright individuals who have brains like a computer. They just don't forget. Now, if a bright college student from memory could plot the shots made in a basketball game, should it be thought strange that God himself could keep track of everything we do, everything that takes place on planet Earth? The Bible says God is all-knowing. Omniscient is the term that scholars use. It means God knows everything. Everything, you ask? Well, that's what the Bible says. The letter to the Hebrews puts it, he knows about everyone, everywhere. Everything about us is bare and wide open to the all-seeing eyes of our living God. Nothing can be hidden from him, to whom we must explain all that we have done. As Charles Woodbridge put it, he knows what keeps the planets in their orbits. He knows the sparrow that falls to the ground and the violet that lifts its dainty head in the forest. Above all, he knows you intimately, personally, vitally. He knows your thoughts, words, and deeds, and loves you still. Okay, someone is asking, does that mean that God knows everything I do, everything I think? You may not like the answer which the writer of Hebrews gave long ago, but it's the straight edge of truth. Here it is. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Did you grasp the inclusiveness of that phrase? Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight? But I don't believe that, you may say. It really doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It's true. In our day, scientists have put satellites in orbit with cameras whose telephoto lens are so powerful they can actually read the fine print of a newspaper from outer space. Now, if a human being can do that, God shouldn't have any problem keeping track of us, right? Now, that thought would be pretty scary, apart from one powerful truth. There is forgiveness with God. David put it, but there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared. No, God is not a spy in the sky recording your every failure and transgression, but he knows and remembers. The good side of this is that God also knows and understands your needs, your heartache, your pain, and your care. He also remembers when others forget and take you for granted. Thank God, friend, he never forgets. What an awesome, marvelous God.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.